Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. There's a lot going on, lots to get to. Bottom of this hour will be Doug Wardlow. He is a candidate for Attorney General of the great state of Minnesota. There is a primary tomorrow in Minnesota, so if you're in Minnesota, you're going to want to hear Doug Wardlow coming up in just about 25 minutes from now. Make sure you stick around for that. We'll also give you an update on the story of Mar-a-Lago, the residence of former President Donald Trump, being raided today. In fact, it's being raided even as we speak. He's put out a statement about it. Carrie's got the very latest on that for those of you who hadn't heard about this yet on your Monday. Motown Monday. Oh, yes. Mar-a-Lago is being raided, allegedly looking for classified material or something. That's Carrie Lockie. Carrie, how you doing?
All right.
Paula making it happen. Sam in the house. All right, let's get back into it. So middle of last hour, we're just minding our own business. We're talking about stuff. We had a lot of stuff going on. We had Tudor Dixon last hour, too. Great interview in that I think that she should be the next governor of Michigan. And then we start getting word that former President Trump put out a statement that he's being raided. I'm like, what the hell's going on? And again, Carrie's picked up some more information on that about the alleged reason why. I'm seeing some tweets over on Twitter that I can't verify. So I'll attribute it. This guy named Paul Sperry says DOJ just barely met the 90-day rule for issuing warrants and subpoenas indictments before an election. That's interesting. So is it 90 days to the election? Yeah, just about. So, I mean, I don't know if that plays a role or not, but suddenly, and here's a guy who's out there and he's campaigning for people. He's doing rallies all over the place. He is endorsing candidates who are winning left and right. And now suddenly he's being raided by Joe Biden's DOJ. Joe Biden, the guy who probably would be his competitor in 2024 if Trump decides to run. All pretty interesting. Carrie, what's the latest that you have on us?
From Fox News, former President Trump on Monday said his Mar-a-Lago home in Florida is under siege by a large group of FBI agents. Nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States before. After working and cooperating with the relevant government agencies, this unannounced raid on my home was not necessary or appropriate, Trump said. It is prosecutorial misconduct, the weaponization of the justice system, and an attack by radical left Democrats who desperately don't want me to run for president in 2024, especially based on recent polls, and who will likewise do anything to stop Republicans and conservatives in the upcoming midterm elections. Such an assault can only take place in broken third world countries. Sadly, America has now become one of those countries, corrupt at a level not seen before, Trump said, alleging the FBI agents broke into his safe. Trump was in New York City when the raid was carried out, Fox News has learned. An FBI source confirmed FBI agents from Washington, D.C., who are on the Bureau's evidence response team, conducted the raid and notified the Miami field office just before. The Justice Department has been investigating the discovery of boxes of records containing classified information that were taken to Mar-a-Lago after Trump's presidency concluded. That matter was referred to the Justice Department by the National Archives and Records Administration, which said it found classified material in 15 boxes at the residence. Federal law bars the removal of classified documents to unauthorized locations, though it is possible Trump could try to argue that as president, he was the ultimate declassification authority. It was not clear whether the FBI search was connected to that probe.
By the way, he conducted a lot of business as president at Mar-a-Lago. In fact, he had, I believe, the Japanese president, Abe, who's since been killed. And I think she was there from China. I could be wrong about that. But I know that he did a lot of very important, very high-level work at Mar-a-Lago. So to assume that it's an unauthorized place is kind of interesting. And again, at the end of it, it's not clear if Trump, who had the right as president to declassify stuff, it's not clear if this stuff was declassified before it left. Long story short, it's not a big deal. Certainly not worthy of an FBI raid. And his comment that it's more like a third world country is true. From what I know from my friend Debbie D'Souza, who's from Venezuela, and others, this is starting to look like Venezuela. You go after your political enemies. You go after them and you silence them. You shut them up. You scare them. You disappear them. And there they are at his residence. He was in New York at the time. Certainly, I don't think anybody was arrested, but they were looking to find information. Why would they have to break into his safe? They couldn't just open the safe? Oh, you want to go to the safe? We'll open it. So that was kind of weird, too. But your thoughts finding this out. Here we are about 3 months until the election. August, September, September, October, October, November. Just about. I mean, isn't it like 90 days? I mean, it's right there at 90 days. So 3 months before an election, where this guy's a major player in the election, although he's not running, and who he endorses tends to win, and these rallies are drawing tens of thousands of people, suddenly we've got a Gestapo that's going around and attacking those who are political rivals. Something he was accused of doing by investigating Biden over in Ukraine. He was impeached over it. It's crazy. So what are your thoughts? They can't stop him because the rallies are immense. They can't stop him from holding them. They can't stop him from saying, I'm going to run again, because he was impeached twice and was not found guilty. So how else are you going to stop him? I don't think they're going to scare him. I think they really think they have him. And of course, you know, when you're locking up Steve Bannon or Peter Navarro on stupid charges, and Eric Holder wasn't locked up on the same contempt of Congress, you've got Hillary Clinton, who lied over and over to Congress about Benghazi and everything else. Not going to pay either. You got Susan Rice, who lied about the videotape over in Benghazi. No problem. Not even a slap on the wrist. In fact, she's still involved in government now, making a lot of decisions for Joe Biden's administration. But this somehow is okay. And yeah, you look at social media, you're going to watch the left media. They're all going to revel in this. They're all going to love this. Got him. You imagine how scared they are of this guy? How scared must they be of former President Donald Trump running again and them not being able to do all those mail-in ballots again? They're not going to be able to stop people from voting legally. I mean, I'm trying not to say voter fraud. I'm just going to say it. To stop the cheat, according to 2,000 Mules. I watched that movie, and if you watch it, you're going to walk away going, oh, damn, I guess they did. They know they can't get away with it again. They don't have the same exact perfect storm they had. They're trying to make something out of monkeypox, but they can't. So people will have to actually go and vote. And they'll actually have to put their votes, their ballots, into a drop box that's authorized. It's not asking much. Or maybe show an ID when they go in some states. They know they can't beat them. I mean, just the allegation. It's not even an allegation. Just the fact that Liz Cheney's husband is a partner at the law firm that's representing Hunter Biden shows all sorts of conflict of interest, man. The establishment is scared to death. To death. They don't know what to do. And in the meantime, Joe Biden keeps testing positive for COVID 7 days in a row. Meantime, he can't put a jacket on. Meantime, he can't say a word without saying, I've got to ask permission. They are scared to death of this guy. And they're going to do everything they can to stop him. And just like I said before, I said this last hour, and if you weren't listening, hello, 3 hours a day, not asking much. Now they can say the FBI raided Donald Trump's home. Every ad campaign for every politician out there can be, why would you want somebody who gets the support of a man who was raided by the FBI? Now they can say it. Carrie, is it true that they raided his home?
Yes.
Anybody and everybody who's his enemy now can say it. Just like they can say he was impeached twice. First time in history a president was impeached twice. They can say that because he was. This was all a setup. Twice impeached and raided by the FBI. And you're going to vote for this guy? That's their game. You get it? Your thoughts about the FBI, the Department of Justice, and the executive branch under Joe Biden raided former President Donald Trump's house today. The raid might even be continuing now. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Hi, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. It's the Joe Pags Show, a Motown Monday. Marvin Gaye here for you. As we speak, a raid over at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, the home of former President Donald Trump. My sister Monica just sent me some video that her friend shot. They actually went there to Palm Beach and took video of Mar-a-Lago. You'll see a lot of TV crews and some other stuff going, a lot of activity happening outside of Mar-a-Lago. I'm going to show that video on my live video stream. Just go to joepags.com, click on watch now. joepags.com, click on watch now. I will show some of that video. Just raw video, just got shot. You see Mar-a-Lago, you see people running with cameras and a tripod and whatever else. So I'll show that in a little while. I'll give you 3 or 4 minutes to get over to the website, joepags.com, joepags.com. And click on watch now, and I'll show that in just a bit. We tell you in the meantime, listen, war, inflation, over $30 trillion in debt, that's what's happening. It started looking an awful lot like 2008 again, when millions of Americans watched their retirement savings disappear, while those who invested in physical gold and silver were protected. I got to tell you, $50,000 or more in your IRA, do you have that? 401k or maybe savings? You could be at risk again. Right now, thousands of Americans are using an IRS loophole to add physical gold and silver to their retirement savings. So call the number right now, 855-936-GOLD, 855-936-GOLD, to get a free gold IRA kit and learn how thousands are protecting their retirement savings and adding $10,000 or more in free silver to do it. Goldco is the company I recommend for gold and silver. They've helped place over $1 billion in precious metals. Why would you hesitate? You know that the finances right now, the economy's not looking good. Goldco is the company I recommend. You could be looking at a recession worse than 2008. Don't wait. Call Goldco right now, 855-936-GOLD, 855-936-G-O-L-D. Let me go to the phone lines. Let me say hello and welcome to Bobby, who is in Florida. Bobby, talk to me. Hi.
Joe, it's great to hear your show as always.
Thank you.
You're doing a wonderful job. Do you remember when Mrs. Bill Clinton got in trouble for the laptops on Wiener, the emails on Wiener's laptop?
Yes.
Because they were classified and she went to jail and all that. I totally understand what's going on with the raid at Mar-a-Lago. That's how they handle it.
Yeah, I don't remember her going to jail. Yeah, the guy, maybe I forgot that part.
I don't remember breaking up phones. Like, hey, I'll be right out. Let me break up my BlackBerry. I'll be right out.
Oh, yeah, they broke the phones. They cleaned all the hard drives. They destroyed stuff. And nothing ever happened and will never happen.
I wiped it with a cloth.
Yeah. She was a smartass about that when she was asked about it. The whole thing was ridiculous because there's a two-tier justice system, and you know it, Bobby. I appreciate the sarcasm, and you're right about it. I mean, I totally agree with you. Rob, Minnesota, talk to me. What's happening?
Hey, Joe, how's it going?
Living the dream, man. Talk to me.
All right. So as far as, raid on Mar-a-Lago, you know, it just totally falls into the witch hunt scams that they've been doing this whole time. And I'm just wondering if you're fearful at all that they're just going to continue to be successful, not successful, I guess, because they've failed, but that they're going to just draw this out and it's going to be some big legal battle for Trump. But the other thing is, are you afraid that there's like no way to stop this, or have they put any safeguards into place or anything that they can have they learned from what has already happened and to combat what's happening right now, you know?
I guess I'm not following you, Rob. I hear you, but I guess you're asking, has Trump put any safeguards in place? No, he's out of office. I don't think that he cleaned out the intelligence agencies as he should have or could have, and he probably got some very bad advice. He wasn't a politician. He was a businessman, and I think that he wanted to give people a chance, just like, you know, when he sat down with Comey, wanted to give Comey a chance, did not realize the depths of establishment that he was dealing with, the depths of the swamp that he was dealing with. So no, I don't think there are any safeguards in place now, but they better have a case, or else raiding the former president's home makes no sense. They better have something, because if they don't, I think even more people will vote for Republicans coming up. That's where I am on that. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. Again, go to JoePags.com, JoePags.com, and click on Watch Now. And I'm gonna show some video. This is raw video shot by my sister's friend. They all live in Palm Beach, not in Palm Beach, but in Palm Beach County. And the friend drove by, took this video, and I'll show it to you coming up. So make sure you stop by the website. Again, I'll describe it to those who are listening on the radio. You see police cars, you see, you know, microwave vehicles from TV stations, you see some reporters go, and you see a shot of Mar-a-Lago, the actual home where President Trump lives. All right, so we'll have that for you coming up. Make sure you go to the website right now, and I'll show that on the stream. Steve is in Nevada. Steve, what's going on? Hi.
Yeah, Joe.
Yeah.
This makes this two blessings in disguise. This makes Trump look like a martyr now. There's no question about it. Makes the Democrats look like a, but it also can just go back and willy nilly raid former presidents' homes for classified information and anything else we can find on them.
Well, Steve, it's a good point. I mean, if Trump were to win again, or if a DeSantis or somebody gives in or gets in there, what's to stop him from going and raiding the Clintons' home? What's to stop him from going and raiding the? And I don't want it to be that way. Listen to me. I don't want the party in charge to attack the other party. I want them to do the right thing by the American people. I want them to represent us correctly. I want us to not screw it up. I don't want the two sides using the Department of Justice as a weapon against each other. I don't. Not even for a second. All right? Let me. I'm going to show this video now. A lot of people have stopped by the website. And if you haven't, by all means, give that a shot. JoePags.com. And just click on Watch Now. And we've actually got a shot of somebody who's walking up with, it appears to be some camera equipment, probably from a local TV station or maybe from a national station. I'll play the audio. I don't know that the audio really does. Actually, I'm not going to play the audio. What I'll do is I'll play the video, and those of you watching on the stream will see it. You've got some cars here. You've got somebody with a tripod and a camera who's running up. There's a shot of Mar-a-Lago. You can't see what the FBI is doing, but you see the actual home of former President Donald Trump. That's as you drive by right there on A1A. And it could actually be Southern Boulevard, to be honest. But that's how you get in. Now you see people with guns standing on guard. You've got black vehicles that are obviously some sort of vehicle from the government showing what's happening there. And again, I mean, I'll take it back and I'll show you again. It's just it's an exterior shot of Mar-a-Lago. You see some activity there. There's another video as well that I'll show you too. But again, you've got cars passing by. And they didn't shut down the actual road, so you can see the home. That is Mar-a-Lago that you're looking at now. And again, once you get to the gate, and I don't know that we went in this gate. Actually, that might be the gate that we went in, to be honest with you. There's a person there with a rifle. One that would be banned by the left, by the way. And he's standing on guard. Somebody else on the other side of this car. And you've got some other governmental-looking vehicles there as well. There's another piece of video that'll pop up there, but this is more of a wider shot of how cars are starting to line up in that area. Okay? You see cars right there in the Intercoastal, which separates Palm Beach from West Palm Beach. And you'll see some people, the red, white, and blue Jeep is there. You'll see a microwave truck from a TV station coming up as well, I believe, if it didn't already happen. But that's just on the other side of the Intercoastal. You see more people, photographers with wide lenses, walking up there to try to get a shot as well. Again, you see the TV microwave truck there. But listen, there's a lot of activity happening. It's a fluid situation. We're doing our best to stay on it. Actually, I'm not sure that I showed you guys that one. I might have just shown myself. Let me show you again. I'll start from the beginning of this one. Again, describing for those who are watching, you've got a bunch of TV station cars and trucks who are passing by those there. That body of water is the Intercoastal Waterway, which is between West Palm Beach and Palm Beach in Palm Beach County, Florida. And that's where Mar-a-Lago is. And I wanted to bring you that video. Monica, I appreciate you and your friend getting that to us quickly. We probably had some video before anybody else did, to be honest with you, of what's going on there. And I think what I'll do is I'll show one more time, if I've got a second, and I think I do, the original video, which is the exterior of Mar-a-Lago. And you can see there's activity going on, not only just with the media, but you can see the black vehicles from the government, and you can see some people holding some pretty heavy machinery. Or I would just call it a rifle. But there's Mar-a-Lago there. It's a sprawling estate there in Palm Beach, Florida. The president not there. He's in New York today, we're told, by the latest news reports. All right, you see some people walking up. You saw a camera person walking up, and there's a person with a rifle. Two people with rifles and governmental vehicles are there as well. So there you go. I wanted to give you guys that video as soon as we got it back, and was glad that her friend went and did that. We're going to have the interview with Doug Wardlow coming up. He's running for the attorney general's job in the great state of Minnesota. I hope he wins. I like Doug a lot, and I hope that he beats Keith Ellison rather handily. We'll get you updates on what's happening in Mar-a-Lago and with President Trump as we go. Don't touch that dial. Go to JoePags.com and follow me on social media. I'll post those videos as well. Keep it here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Glad to have this guy back. We've had him on several times. It is the candidate for the Republican nomination for AG of Minnesota, Doug Wardlow. Doug, how are you? Good to see you again.
Good to see you, too. Thanks for having me on. Things are going very, very well here in Minnesota.
Oh, good. I've seen plenty of pictures and video of you shaking hands and kissing babies. How are the polls looking right now? The primary is tomorrow. We've got several stations in Minnesota. Hopefully people will rally and go and vote for you. What are things looking like?
It's looking pretty good. I think things are very tight. It's neck and neck, but we are in the lead, I believe. We need every single Minnesotan to get out to the polls tomorrow and vote for our campaign. You know, I'm the America First candidate in this race. I am supported by all the bold conservatives, the people that want somebody that's going to get into office and take bold action to restore law and order, investigate, prosecute voter fraud, stand up for our constitutional rights. This is a really important primary. We've got to send a message to the Rhino establishment elites who control our state party and so many other state parties that the people of Minnesota, Minnesota Republicans, will not allow them to force a weak, moderate candidate on them, one who just will tinker around the edges and not do anything bold. We've got to stand up for our founding principles, and that takes bold action.
That's really the challenge, isn't it, to convince people of Minnesota that the way things are going right now aren't good, and if you get somebody who's sort of a wishy-washy so-called Republican, you probably aren't going to fix things in any sort of quick order. Should you become the nominee, let's say you become the AG, how long would it take to start fixing things? Because right now, we've got an attorney general in Minnesota, in Keith Ellison, who is not for law enforcement. He is for weak on crime. He is somebody who literally said in some sort of a Zoom meeting that I saw that if you're a rape victim and the rapist has already left, don't call the cops, call a therapist. I mean, there's going to have to be massive change in Minnesota to fix this.
No, that's exactly right. We need massive change to fix things in Minnesota. It'll take a little bit of time to do it. That's why it's really important that we get a candidate in there who's able and capable of taking bold action starting on day one. And that's what I'm going to do. We've got lawyers lined up and ready to go to get into the politically appointed positions, people that believe in the Constitution, that believe in the rule of law, folks that are ready to hit the ground running. And we're going to rebuild the criminal division of the office. Ellison has allowed that division to dwindle down to just one attorney. That's one attorney to handle and support all of the prosecution statewide for all of our county attorneys. It's absolutely absurd. So we're going to start making sure that we've got the staffing to back up county attorneys, and those are the frontline prosecutors in Minnesota. So we start doing the work of putting criminals behind bars. No more of this low bail or no bail nonsense. No, we're going to charge aggressively, prosecute aggressively, and make sure that criminals are being put behind bars. We're also going to do a number of other things. We're going to create a special election integrity unit within the office to investigate and prosecute voter fraud. And right, that's very important. We have a problem with election fraud and voter fraud in Minnesota, and you can't stop that unless you're willing to actually enforce the law and enforce the laws that make voter fraud a felony. So we're going to investigate voter fraud. We will prosecute it, put people in prison for attempting to rig our elections, and that will secure our elections. So there's a lot of work to do in addition to standing up for our constitutional rights. You know, I'm a constitutional lawyer, worked for a number of years with Alliance Defending Freedom, a Christian nonprofit law firm that fights for free speech and religious liberty all over the country, and I'm also general counsel with MyPillow. So I've been standing up for the First Amendment and for election integrity there. So I know how to do this. I've been, you know, litigating constitutional cases my entire legal career. My opponent, on the other hand, hasn't spent a single day in court, and he will not be able to defeat Keith Ellison. So it's really important that we get voters out to the polls tomorrow so we can start getting Minnesota back on track.
DougWardlowAG.com is the website, DougWardlowAG.com. Go there and go support his candidacy. You mentioned Mike Lindell. Well, you mentioned MyPillow, but Mike Lindell, of course, is the boss. I've had him on several times. And also General Michael Flynn, a guy that I know very well as well, have both been vilified by the media. I don't live in Minnesota, although I love the state. How are they received in Minnesota? I would imagine Mike Lindell, employing as many people for as long as he has, is probably still a favorite son. Have they been vilified in your state as well? Endorsements from them, and you've got an endorsement from both of them. Is that a good thing?
Oh, that's a very good thing. And Michael Flynn and General Michael Flynn and Mike Lindell, they are patriots and they are fighting for our country. And I'm very proud to have their endorsements. And in Minnesota, you know, of course, you've got the far left that vilifies anybody on the right that stands up for their country and who is a patriot. But by and large, people in Minnesota like and appreciate both General Michael Flynn and Mike Lindell. And I'm very excited to have their endorsements and move forward to the general election here. And because Minnesota conservatives, they respect Mike Lindell and Mike Flynn because they are fighting so hard for our country.
Yeah.
You know, this race is about law and order. It's about election integrity. It's about so many things, but it's about something larger as well. It's about whether Minnesotans and Americans are going to cede control of our state and our country to the radical left, people that want to undermine our country and destroy it. They want its downfall. Or are we going to rally to the cause of freedom, to the cause of our founding principles, stand up for our country, and get our country back on the path to its founding principles. And Minnesota can be a light, a beacon for the rest of the country. Because, you know, after the George Floyd incident, we had a lot of violence spread across the state of Minnesota after Keith Ellison stood there and did nothing when the violence spread. And then he's waging his war on the police. And then that violence spread across the whole country. But when we retire Keith Ellison, goodness will spread from Minnesota across the whole country. So I'm really looking forward to defeating Ellison in November. It's going to be a great thing for all of the United States.
I think it would be a great thing. A lot of people were very surprised that he won. I thought that you had it down. And the fact is, Minneapolis-St. Paul is going to go deep blue. They've got huge populations. It's going to be hard to convince them. But one thing that I know from my friend Rudy Giuliani is if you're not safe, it doesn't matter if you're blue or red. You want safety. You want security. You want lower crime. You want bad people who have done crimes to not get out on no bail. You want them to go to prison. You want them to stay in trial. You want them to stay behind bars and do their time. That's not happening right now in Minnesota. Do you have enough of a message to get people from the left or people who traditionally would think of themselves as blue by speaking to them like I just said? We'll make you safer. We'll have police there to patrol. We'll make sure the criminals don't roam around your neighborhoods.
Absolutely. That's right. And that's the key message going into the general election is we will be there to stand up for law and order, to restore the rule of law. It's all about prosecuting criminals and putting them behind bars, rebuilding the criminal division of the AG's office. You know, we're going to have the human trafficking unit, a special violent crimes prosecution unit, bringing in veteran prosecutors. And then we're going to go after the county attorneys who aren't doing their jobs. There are a few of them in the metro area of Minneapolis and St. Paul who aren't charging criminals and aren't prosecuting cases aggressively. Well, I will go after them with civil lawsuits for malfeasance or nonfeasance of their duties in office. And we will make a public offer of support of prosecutorial resources to them that will be very politically difficult for them to refuse. If they do refuse, that'll help us get them out of office and get a better county attorney, a better prosecutor in there the next time around. But we're going to use all the tools of the AG's office at our disposal to make sure we're focusing on law and order and making Minnesota safe again. And, you know, this is a message that resonated in 2018 when I ran for attorney general. We came within about 3.5% of winning that year and got more votes than any Republican candidate has ever won in a midterm election in the history of the state of Minnesota, and that's for any office, 1.15 million votes. So we've got a strong base, and that message does resonate. That was a tough year. It was an uphill climb, but now we've got the winds at our backs, and things are looking quite good. Very excited about what we can do for our state and for our country.
You mentioned the attorneys general that, or the DAs that are not doing the jobs, and we just saw something in Florida where Ron DeSantis, the governor, suspended a DA because he wouldn't do the job. He said, I'm not going to enforce these laws, and DeSantis says, well, then you're not going to do the job. I know that you're not running for governor, and the governor would have to do it on that level. But let me ask you this. If somebody commits a crime in name the county, and the county prosecutor says, I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to enforce the law, I'm not going to prosecute this crime, can the attorney general's office, can Doug Wardlow as the attorney general come in and say, well, then I'll prosecute it? Can you do that or not?
Well, under Minnesota law, we can't prosecute a crime, except for certain things like welfare fraud, unless the county attorney consents for us to do it or allows us to come into support or to take over the case. But in reality, there are a lot of tools we can use to put pressure on the county attorney to give up the case, like I was saying before. And we can bring a civil action against the county attorney to try to force them to do it, maybe even for damages, for nonfeasance or malfeasance of their duties in office.
Right.
And we can do other things like, you know, offer support publicly and say, hey, we've got all these resources in the AG's office. You have a problem with crime in your county. Why don't you go ahead and take us up on this and give us your cases? We will help you make your county safe again. If they don't, they will pay political consequences at the next election. So we're going to use all possible tools to put pressure on them and make sure that they're doing their jobs and putting criminals behind bars.
Doug Wardlow, AG.com. Doug, W-A-R-D-L-O-W. Did I spell that right?
That is correct. Yep.
Nailed it. Okay. Doug Wardlow, AG.com. Go and support his candidacy. I want to talk about Roe v. Wade because I believe in my heart of hearts, and I'll die on this hill, that the majority of Americans, if they knew what Roe v. Wade really did, or if they knew what Casey in 1992 did, they would be against them. They would be okay with states having the right to decide on abortion in their states. It doesn't show up in the Constitution. You're a Constitution lawyer. You know that it's not in the Constitution. The word abortion is not in there. So it should never have left the states and the federalism of it and gone to the federal government. That decision in 73 was wrong. The Casey decision was also wrong. So the overturning of Roe v. Wade, the left thinks they have the upper hand. They're making it about women's health care, which it's not, reproductive health care, which it's not, and they're acting as if the majority of Americans want free access to abortion. So is that, I'm guessing that's going to play a big role in the state of Minnesota when it comes to who the top lawmaker is, or the top cop is in the Attorney General's office. Is that playing a role now? How is your competitor looking at it compared to how you're looking at it? And of course, Ellison, I would believe, is for abortion anytime, anyplace.
That's exactly right. It is a big issue right now, especially in Minnesota. We've got this 1995 state Supreme Court decision, Doe versus Gomez, which is basically Roe versus Wade, but at the state level.
Right.
So they basically invented a right to abortion that isn't there and inserted it into our state constitution. Our state Supreme Court did that, and that's terrible. So as Attorney General, I'm going to be looking for every opportunity to fight that ruling and to get it overturned in court. And then recently we had a ruling by a Ramsey County District Court case. That's the county where St. Paul is. And that judge in that case struck down a number of our pro-life protections in Minnesota, like parental notification for abortions for a minor and the mandatory waiting period that we had. That judge, you know, struck down those laws passed by the people's elected representatives, right? Struck down those laws, citing to Doe versus Gomez, the ridiculous Supreme Court, state Supreme Court decision that's basically like Roe versus Wade at the state level. So we're going to be fighting. I will fight against that ruling as well. It's important that we stand up for life and stand up for the right of the people's representatives to pass laws limiting and prohibiting abortion. And that's critical. It should not be an issue that the Supreme Court of the state or the United States takes over and takes out of the hands of the people. So it is a significant issue. And my opponent in this race, he has said that he supports a ban on abortion, but only after 20 weeks. So that's essentially an effectively pro-life position. And he says he won't do anything to advocate for the pro-life cause. So he won't go after Doe versus Gomez. He won't go after Doe versus Minnesota. He won't try to move the decision to regulate abortion back to the people's representatives. And that is just terrible, because, you know, he's one of these rhino establishment elite types that just wants to kind of tinker around the edges, you know, look at things that are easy to do and don't get into the difficult issues. But we cannot win back our state and our country if we're not willing to talk about the tough issues and to make the case and then to take bold action.
Well, it's important to note 20 weeks is 5 months gestation. I mean, that's crazy. I'm not really sure I understand why somebody who says they're a Republican or a conservative, I don't know if he says he's conservative or not, but at the end of the day, that's not an okay thing with most people who are pro-life. So he's a pro-choice guy, whether he says he's pro-life or not. And again, 20 weeks is not... I mean, here in Texas, even before Roe v. Wade was overturned, we had 6 weeks. You had that amount of time, and if you didn't decide by 6 weeks, then the person who was actually doing the abortion in the clinic, the doctor or whatever, would face at least civil charges before Roe v. Wade was overturned. Now it's criminal. So that is a big issue. What are you hearing from the residents of Minnesota? Because, again, those deep blue blocks in Minneapolis-St. Paul, they're going to be pro-abort. They're not going to be pro-life. What are you hearing from everybody else?
I'm hearing that people understand when you explain to folks what, you know, what Roe versus Wade was, what Doe versus Gomez was, and when you explain that what we're trying to do is move the decision to regulate and prohibit and limit abortions back to the people's representatives,
Right. People
understand that. People support that. The vast majority of Minnesotans support that. And of course, everyone's concerned about public safety, and we'll be focusing on that quite a bit in the general election campaign, and focusing on election integrity, of course, and then parental rights and education, and stopping critical race theory in our state. There are so many important issues. We need to stand up for the Second Amendment. All of our constitutional rights are under attack. We need to lift the burden of state agencies off the backs of people. We've got to fight back against federal government overreach. These are all things where I can do a good job on these and take bold action, because I am a constitutional lawyer. People are talking about all of those issues. Abortion is one issue in the mix, and people, Minnesota Republicans in particular, want the power to limit and regulate abortions given back to the people's representatives. And I think the broader majority of Minnesotans understand and agree with that as well.
Doug, WARDLOWAG.com, DougWardlowAG.com. Support his candidacy for the attorney general's job in the great state of Minnesota. One last question. You've got city councils like in Minneapolis that say stupid things like, let's defund the police. And then you lose 300 businesses. They're all burned to the ground. Big business doesn't want to come back after being burned to the ground. And crime is on the rise. It's going through the roof. Then suddenly the city council in Minneapolis says, holy crap, why aren't the police doing their jobs? So as the attorney general, how do you quell that? How do you bring those sides together and say, listen, you can't go against the police, say defund the police, then complain when crime goes up. You can't expect the police to show up if they know that you don't have their back, or if many of them are changing careers and will never come back. Can you, A, instill support to the police, to their minds, that the AG's office at least has their back? And B, does the AG work directly with city councils to say, hey, why are you saying this? Why are you doing this? And if you talk about defunding the police, you're actually giving the okay to criminals to do what they do.
Right, exactly. We are going to support the police, and we're going to use the position of the AG's office to send a strong and clear signal that the Attorney General's Office of the State of Minnesota supports and respects and celebrates our law enforcement officers who risk their lives every day to defend us, to protect citizens, and to bring and deliver justice for crime victims. That's number one. Number two, these city councils, ridiculous folks who complain about the police not doing their job after they emphasize defunding the police and undermine police morale, well, we're going to call them out as well. But the best way to do that and the best way to support police is to prosecute criminals. So once we rebuild the criminal division of the office, bring in veteran prosecutors, and then make sure that violent criminals in particular, but all criminals, you know, people that are committing carjackings and rape and murder, all these terrible things that are spreading across Minneapolis, St. Paul, into the suburbs and across the state of Minnesota, including human trafficking, we are going to crack down on that and make sure that criminals are serving time behind bars, especially those repeat criminals, whose most of the crime is committed by a small group of folks that reoffend. So we put those people in prison, and then the officers on the streets, you know, right now they're demoralized because they see the same people back out on the street that they arrested just days or weeks before, threatening to commit the same kinds of crime over and over again. So it feels to them like their job has no impact. All the risks that they're taking, it's for nothing because the criminals aren't ending up in prison. They're just back out on the street. So we change that. Yeah. We put them behind bars, and then the police see that what they're doing has an impact. And that will help us retain and recruit more officers, build up force levels, which in turn will deter crime. So it's sort of, it'll create an upward virtuous cycle.
It sounds like a plan to me, Doug. It's DougWardlowAG.com. Go there, support his candidacy. Tomorrow's primary day in Minnesota. Please consider Doug Wardlow. I think he would be head and shoulders above who you have in there now, and that's for sure. Doug, I wish you nothing but the best. Let's talk after the primary, and hopefully we'll be talking about the November election.
Sounds good. Thanks so much, Joe.
All right, brother. I appreciate it. We're back after this. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Glad to have you, the Joe Pags Show. I think we've given you some of the top coverage on what's happening in Mar-a-Lago. We'll certainly keep an eye on it tonight and bring you more tomorrow. I appreciate you hanging out. Appreciate you stopping by. For those just joining us, former President Donald J. Trump's home, Mar-a-Lago, raided by the FBI, allegedly, according to the New York Times, they were looking for classified information he might have brought from the White House. I don't know. He wasn't there. He was in New York at the time. We'll keep you updated. Let's do some pop culture. But Dirty Pop. Hey, Polo, what's happening, brother man?
So did you see this story that, I guess, was out on Friday regarding Anne Heche?
I heard something about a car accident. That's all I really know.
Okay, so apparently Friday morning, I guess they're saying, the part that I didn't know about is I guess she hit a garage in an apartment complex, fled the scene, and while she fled the scene, she ended up driving through a house, and that house caught on fire.
Dude.
And she, really? Like, you know, yeah, she got injured. She's in a coma right now. But now the LAPD has also obtained a warrant for her blood sample because I guess they're thinking maybe she was drunk.
We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
This is the Joe Pags Show.